The group Raise Up Massachusetts said it delivered over 157,000 signatures, more than double the number required, to the Secretary of State's office by Tuesday's deadline to advance a proposed constitutional amendment putting an additional tax on annual income above $1 million. The campaign got a further boost by way of an endorsement from State Senate President Stan Rosenberg of Amherst.
I'm very much in favor of the proposal. It would change the Constitution to say that anyone who has $1 million of taxable income would pay a 4% additional tax.
The coalition behind the campaign includes labor unions, community organizers, faith leaders, and advocates for spending more on transportation and education, which is where the additional tax revenue would be earmarked. The Raise Up group successfully collected signatures in 2013 and 2014 on behalf of ballot initiatives to increase the minimum wage and to guarantee sick time for all Massachusetts workers. But amending the state constitution to change the tax system is a long process.
It requires a vote within this legislative term of 50 members of the legislature to advance to the next constitutional convention in the next term, and then 50 votes again will put it on the ballot.
Rosenberg will preside at the constitutional convention on February 3, 2016, where the first vote on the millionaire's tax amendment proposal could take place. Massachusetts voters in the past have soundly rejected attempts to change the state constitution to permit a graduated income tax. But Rosenberg believes the outcome could be different if this proposed amendment makes it to the 2018 ballot.
Constitutional amendments in the past have been very differently constructed. This one, I think because it's focused on money specifically for education and transportation, will stand a better chance of being approved, and also because it's being very clear that it's people who make more than $1 million a year in taxable income.
An analysis by the Massachusetts Department of Revenue said the proposed tax increase would generate between $1.6 billion and $2.2 billion a year. Also, the DOR said fewer than 20,000 taxpayers, which is less than 1% of all filers, would be affected by the change. Critics of the proposed constitutional amendment, including Citizens for Limited Taxation, claim people earning more than $1 million a year will be motivated to move to New Hampshire, which has no income tax. The state's finances have been under fire recently from Wall Street bond rating agencies and a Beacon Hill watchdog group, the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, which flagged the state's high level of debt, unfunded pension liabilities, and the use of cash reserves to cover budget deficits. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito said the Baker administration intends to address these concerns.
And that this is a multi-year fix. This is not going to be fixed in one fiscal cycle. It's going to take us a few years to make sure that we continue to not spend beyond the rate of growth of our revenues and bring the fiscal discipline that's necessary to that process.
The state's rainy day fund has a current balance of $1.25 billion, down from $2.3 billion just before the Great Recession. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.